The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio, and I've got a frog in my throat. I tried to get it out before we went live and couldn't do it, so hopefully I won't start riveting. If you're just joining us, what were you going to say? You're raising your hand. You need to talk to Diamond. You need to give her a signal about.
You got to get that frog out. You got to cough it up, Bernadette.
I know. It's like, well, they say you're not supposed to drink coffee. You're supposed to drink water. But I have this ritual. Why do we get caught in rituals, Mr. Shrink over there? So let me introduce everyone for maybe you're just joining us for the first time. My name is Bernadette. This is Von Eaglin, and Diamond Gray is in the control room, and Aviana Barrientos is usually my daily sidekick. Yeah. And we have a lot of fun.
Yeah, we do.
We talk about all kinds of things. And so what did you want to say?
Oh, well, I can't remember. Well, you just asked a question about rituals. I kind of want to address that right quick, actually.
Yeah, so, go ahead.
Well, everybody's a little bit OCD, whether you know it or not.
Oh, no, so. I definitely am.
Really?
I'm the girl that goes back and checks the door once, at least.
At least? Is this at nighttime, or?
All the time. Unless I say, okay, you have locked the door, Bernadette. You can walk away. I have to like say it out loud so I convince myself to not be OCD.
Really?
Yes.
Rituals make us feel a little bit more comfortable and safe.
The Catholics are at fault for it. Ritualism, my goodness, right?
Yeah. I was raised Catholic, actually. So I went through all the.
Is Beyonce your cousin? Is she Catholic too?
I don't know that. So she's
that's
a distant
a good
cousin.
Question.
She's a distant cousin. But yeah, so I don't know what a religion is right now.
Y'all never went to church together?
No, I didn't. I just saw her dance a few times at our family reunions. So, you know.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Did she sing too?
She did. Destiny's Child sang as well. So that was pretty cool.
Can you imagine? There was
something called Cross Colors back in the 90s. And they had on these cross colors. They had these boots on and they were stomped. They had a whole dance routine, everything. It was pretty cool.
So, I love it.
Yeah.
Beyonce is the queen bee for a reason.
Yeah, she is. So yeah, I might go check out this Lion King.
The Lion King comes out right today.
I really want to go see it. I think Diamond is
going
to go see it.
Are you going, Diamond? Because, I mean, you've got your radio show, Diamond Hearts Theme Parks. It's on 11:90 on Sundays, is it?
Yeah, it comes on Sundays.
At what time?
10 a.m.
At 10 a.m. So you're going. Are you expecting it to be like an amazing movie?
Yeah, I'm really excited, and I'm going to see it at the Alamo Draft House.
They
do all this themed stuff every time there's a new movie out, so I'm really excited.
Nice.
So I have on my Lion King colors right now.
Oh, that's why you got your Lion King. The circle of life is such a lesson we all have to endure.
My
children are going through it right now, and myself. My former mother-in-law is literally on her deathbed as we speak, and it's been very difficult for the kids. Mm. And my oldest daughter is actually named after her, Vincenza. And so, you know, the circle of life, but she's 98 years old. 98. Like, 98. She's almost died 10 times.
Wow.
Seriously.
I get it. Well, we're celebrating my grandmother's birthday 2 weeks from now. She'll be 102.
Wow.
And so hopefully I got some of those genes, but I get it. So it's like when they get that up in age, it's like, you know, not about you, but I'm talking about my own grandmother. I'm like, yeah, you've had a good run. So you've been here for over a century.
Yeah.
And your grandmother's coming up on a century. That's amazing. That's amazing.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Those Italian genes.
It's from the Mediterranean diet. I swear to you. I had to defend olive oil last night again, but... I did it. I'm looking forward. Dr. Will Cole's going to be on the show today, too. He is the author of the book, The Ketotarian, the mostly plant-based plan to burn fat, boost your energy, and crush your cravings and calm inflammation. He's been on the show several times. I'm going to ask him about oil and olive oil because, you know, there's so many different opinions out there about so many different things. It's almost like, in fact, I just got my latest copy of Paleo Magazine in the mail last night, and they actually wrote an article, which I can't put my finger on it right now. I should have marked it. But it talks about just the war going on with the diet wars, with everybody thinking that their way is the best way. Oh, here it is.
That's
there
so true.
Is no blameless diet. It says, a war is brewing and the various sides are recruiting with vigor. Leaders are raising their voices and launching missiles left and right. Things are getting heated. Here I am officially waving my white flag. And it was written by...
this is intense.
You did a good job with
Melanie Schweder or Schweder.
Melanie Schweder.
She's been on the show, hasn't she?
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I one time asked her if Schweder...
Schweder.
If Schweddy was connected to Schweddy Balls.
What? Schweddy?
She said
connected
no.
To
no.
Schweddy Balls.
So anyway, so we're going to have to get around to talk about this because there really is a war going on, a diet war. And, you know, the diet war.
I'm sorry. I had to chime in on the sweaty balls.
No, that's okay.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I've had those before.
You're just getting warmed up, aren't you?
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Well, you know, I was going to say, speaking of balls, but I've got nowhere to go with this. But I do want to bring up this. I'm gonna call Starbucks out for charging more for alternative milk.
Really?
Than regular milk.
Okay. That seems to be the usual.
It is the usual, but because nobody says anything.
Yeah.
Starbucks, I think you're making enough money that you can, for people that don't want to eat dairy, which is like half the world now, with all the vegans and paleos don't eat dairy, and they don't eat it for a reason. It's really not healthy for you. So, you're not meant to drink the milk of another animal.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Unless you
and
want,
certainly
like,
not the way they do it in the farming industry. Oh, wow. Don't get me started, Vaughn.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I'm not supposed to grow ears and a tail and be, you know, half a ton or however much a cow weighs and everything like that. But we're the only mammals that drink another mammal's milk. So, and it's made
to be. And we're the only species that kills other baby species. Like we kill little calves for veal and little baby lambs. I have a good friend of mine who is a long time, you know, he's a man's man. He's a man's man. He's a cattle rancher. He's a horse man. He's a man's man.
I like how you do a deep voice. A man's
and,
man.
And he says that you should never eat a baby animal, that it is morally wrong. And that's from a guy that's a man's man.
That's cool. That's pretty cool. So,
can't take a baby from its mother. No. How wrong is that?
I don't
give a crap if you like veal or lamb. Mm-hmm. That's just really wrong. So anyone out there that eats veal and lamb, you need to knock it off. You're eating a baby.
Yeah. Not cool.
I won't even buy lamb dog food anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't even think of it. Like
I didn't know they put that in dog. Well, I see lamb, but I don't ever think baby lamb.
Yeah,
you know,
well, a lamb is a baby.
Yeah,
so. It's a baby sheep.
Yeah,
right.
That's informative.
It
I never
is.
Knew that.
You never thought about it, did you? That's what One Life Radio does. We make you think about it.
It's educating me over here.
So you're going to be a professor at SMU?
Yeah,
how exciting is that?
I just accepted this yesterday. It's just an adjunct professor, and they asked me
Doesn't
to teach.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, that's pretty strong.
That's pretty cool. So,
and what was the class you're teaching?
Child psychopathology for all the crazy kids out there. So, you know.
Aww.
So we're going to help the students and help other counselors learn what to look for whenever they're dealing with children. So,
is a psychopath born? Does it?
We kind of talked about
this.
Are you born,
we talked about this a little bit. Like narcissism and sociopaths are made, and then psychopaths are actually born. And so they have a different, like, brain chemistry whenever they are interacting with other people, whenever they go through life. And so I give an example. So, like, let's say you're getting pulled over by a policeman. And the typical person, when they see the lights behind them, you know, they start to get a little bit nervous, a little bit anxious. The psychopath, the brain literally slows down, like the heart rate starts to drop. And because they kind of they look at it differently. Oh, let me see how I can get out of this. They go into their brains, just they're wired differently, literally. And sometimes even when I have like clients with domestic violence. And they have someone who's committing what's called characterological domestic violence. So this is not like a situational
thing. It's called what?
Characterological domestic violence. It's a different type of domestic violence. So we call these a cobra. We've talked about this before. So what happens is they will attack their victim, and they look very belligerent, like, I'm going to make you. And you see the iris of the person's eyes. So you see the white, let's say it's the woman. You see that white of their eyes whenever they're actually attacking their partner.
Scaring the bejesus out of me.
But here's the thing about it. So whenever they strike out at their partner, whereas whereas someone else, their heart rate is, you know, physiologically aroused, like it's escalated. For them, their heart rate actually starts to lower because they're actually getting excited by watching their victim squirm. It's very different. It's a very different way that they're wired. And so,
well, I have heard this that psychopaths start with harming animals. And bugs and things like that. So you should not let your children do anything violent. You should not let your children. You know, I had that scene at Shake Shack a couple of months ago on Mother's Day.
I don't know.
It was a whole scene.
What happened?
Go ahead and tell them the story.
I feel like you were here, Vaughn, that day. Where the Shake Shack. The kids were jumping at the birds.
A veggie burger.
Jumping at birds, like trying to get them to fly away. And did they have sticks?
Oh, they were not just trying to get them. No, they were not trying to get them.
These are little boys.
One was a little boy. One was a little girl. Both of them were around the same age. I'm going to guess like somewhere between 8 and 10.
Okay.
Both of them demonstrated very violent behavior. And I know people are going to probably email me and go, Bernadette. But seriously.
Violent behavior.
Violent behavior, like really trying to hit them with the paddles. Because, you know, they have like the table tennis And then another one picked up a stick and really went like trying to whip it at him. Really, I'm like, hey, is anybody not watching this unfold? I stood up like a maniac.
Really?
Said, hey, why are we allowing these children to attack these birds? They're not doing anything. They're not causing any harm. Like, stop it.
Yeah, I probably needed counseling when I was a kid. I didn't get it because I was
kind of. Your butt.
I was cruel to animals when I was a kid. I don't know what that was about. So.
What?
Yeah,
I did.
What do you mean?
You need your
and everything, but like certain things, like I don't know what it, I don't know if it's a little boy thing, but
no, it's
for me,
you need your ass.
For me,
what did I just say?
You might
smack.
Beat that up. I think I was experimenting with stuff, you know, like I kind of wanted to see like what my own power control was. I don't know exactly what it was, but sometimes like I was a little bit cruel to certain animals, and
an adult never told you, hey, and you should have been taken by the shirt,
I got whooped.
Good.
When I was growing
you
up,
deserved
so.
It.
Yeah. Tell me. I'll tell my dad.
Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Yeah, I like your dad.
Yeah.
I do. I've seen him on social media with you. He's a cool dude. Yeah.
So what would you advise for that situation?
For parents and the kids. Well, I think it was kids sometimes have to be taught empathy, if that makes sense. Some kids naturally have it, you know, and I think it's more of a female trait, but for me, I wasn't taught what empathy was because I was kind of a little narcissist when I was a kid, to be honest with you. And then that kind of persisted even to my marriage until my wife broke me. I think she's good at
I love your wife. love her.
But I didn't have a lot of empathy for other animals, and I didn't understand that I was actually hurting them. And so no one actually sat me down and was like, hey, Vaughn, don't do this. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, well, you know, I think of, not that you're I'm not saying that you're like Michael Vick, but, you know, I mean, no one ever told him.
Right.
You know, he's completely changed now. And anyway, so, you know, what's really exciting is I have Gene Stone, who wrote the book The Awareness, along with John Doyle on the show on Monday. This is one of the most fascinating and incredible reads I have ever. It's in my top five list of ever best books ever. It says, on a day like any other, all mammals suddenly gain human level consciousness and begin a systematic attack on humankind. Among the ranks of these animals are a bear in the Canadian Rockies, an elephant in a traveling circus in Texas, and a pig on a hog farm in North Carolina, and a dog living with his beloved owner in New York. It is an absolute fascinating read, The Awareness. I cannot wait to have him on the show on Monday.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I hope they
turn it into a movie.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
All right. Well, we've got a fantastic show coming up. Dr. Will Cole is up next, and then Vaughn Eaglin. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
It's too mysterious. You walk through my walls like a ghost, and I take every day at a time.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp. Happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Von Eaglin in studio with me and Dr. Will Cole. Dr. Will Cole is a leading functional medicine expert, and Dr. Cole was named one of the top 50 functional medicine and integrative doctors in the nation. Dr. Cole is a functional medicine practitioner and doctor of chiropractic. He received his doctorate from Southern California University of Health Sciences. His postdoctorate education and training is in functional medicine and clinical nutrition. Dr. Cole is the author of the book Ketotarian, the most plant-based plan to burn fat, boost your energy, crush your cravings, and calm inflammation. So it's so great to have you on the air with us again. Welcome back, Dr. Cole.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I always have fun being on the show.
Well, that's because you're a fun guy. You are. I remember well. It's been a few months, but I love what you're doing. I love how you educate people about so many things. Today we're talking about 10 blood sugar rules we should all be following. So blood sugar really is a big issue of our times, in so many ways. So what are the top 10 rules that we should be following?
Well, I mean, there's so many. It starts with food, obviously. I mean, the foods that we eat play a major role into our blood sugar. And most of us, as you know, are in this sort of blood sugar roller coaster, or in this sugar burning mode. And we have to shift our metabolism from being a sugar burner to a fat burner, which is what I wrote about extensively in Ketotarian, which is my first book. It's a mostly plant-based ketogenic book. And I would say number one rule to have balanced blood sugar is choosing healthy fats and becoming a fat burner.
Mm-hmm.
And most people, I mean, maybe I should back up a little bit. I think when you talk about blood sugar problems and having balanced blood sugar, they think, well, maybe they think of diabetes, which is certainly part of it. But there's a whole spectrum of blood sugar problems, and people that are hangry, you know, hungry and angry, mm-hmm. is like evil spawn, or they're fatigued, or they have brain fog, or they have weight loss resistance, they have energy dips, they feel anxious. These are all signs that our blood sugar is not balanced. So choosing healthy fats and becoming a fat burner is a way to get off of that volatile blood sugar roller coaster, become a fat burner, but also have steady blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So choosing healthy fats would be number one. And number two, I would say, choose lower fructose and lower glycemic sweeteners.
Mm-hmm.
Those natural sweeteners like stevia or xylitol, or even like a raw honey or maple syrup in small amounts, a more balanced, nutrient-dense way, are going to make less of an impact on insulin than adding refined sugar and having too much of it.
Mm-hmm.
So those would be the first two. Number three would be eating fruit, but having it in moderation. And I would, again, go for lower fructose fruits, like berries and strawberries and citrus fruits. Next, I would say finding out what foods work for you and which ones don't.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we want to make sustainable changes with our health. We have to love food and use food to feel great. And we're all different. We have different preferences and different things. So don't fall for like another crash diet that's mm-hmm. restrictive and punishes you, that's low calorie. Like, I really feel like we should eat until we're full, eat when we're satiated. There's a time for fasting, but it's when people do it with this sort of dieting mentality and they're just punishing their body with another diet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not sustainable. And our blood sugar gets thrown off all over the place when we do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I don't know if you want me to keep going about my blood sugar rules. I can.
No. I love what you're all the things that you're bringing up. And one of the things that I want to do is give some people some good options. So the first one you said was choose healthy fats. What, in your opinion, are like the top five healthiest fats that you could choose?
Okay, so a great question. So in Ketotarian, I talk about mainly being mostly plant-based. So I would go for the healthy plant-based fats like olives and avocados, nuts and seeds, and their oils. So you can have olive oil, avocado oil, macadamia nut oil. Those are some great plant fats, coconut and coconut oil. And then wild caught fish, things like wild caught salmon, mm-hmm. and have healthy omega oil or krill oil too. So those are all healthy, clean keto fats to focus on.
Yeah. Well, I know you say that one of the ways or one of the blood sugar rules that we should be following is to personalize your diet. What exactly do you mean by that?
It's not being overly restrictive and not doing, and this is a major tenet that I talk about in Ketotarian, is to go mostly plant-based keto, to become a fat burner, to balance your blood sugar. But then after that, I make it very clear we're all created differently, and there's not a one-size-fits-all approach to getting well. Mm-hmm. And that's really the heart of my functional medicine practice and seeing patients. We primarily see patients via webcam, so I get to talk to all different people with all different backgrounds and all different parts of the world. And one thing I've seen over my years of seeing all different types of people is we're all different. And if you hung your hat on one way of doing things as far as food or wellness is concerned, you'll be proven wrong all day long because mm-hmm. there are so many variables that make you, you, and me, me.
Right.
So what I would say, what I meant by that blood sugar rule of finding out, personalizing your diet is tailoring it to you. So how I advocate for people is to try these food experiments, see how they feel on maybe more increased healthier carbs and lower healthier carbs, and see where their energy is, see where their weight is, see where their digestion is.
Yeah.
And you'll find that everybody's different, and you have to find that specific code. So I teach how to do that with my patients. I talk about it in my book so that people can kind of figure out these tools from those resources. And we have a lot of free content at drwillcole.com too, mm-hmm. if people want to lean into this functional medicine stuff on their own.
Your book is amazing and it's beautiful. In fact, I want to give a copy away myself. I love doing this because it's very fun to help educate people and change their lives. It really is. And nutrition is number one on that list. It really is. So Ketotarian, if you'd like a copy, call us at 214-787-1190, or you can email us at
info@onelifradio.com.
There you go. And Dr. Will, it's really great having you on the air with us today. If you're just now joining us, we're talking with Dr. Will Cole. He is the author of Ketotarian, and we're talking about 10 blood sugar rules we should all be following. Okay, so number 5 is cool it with the healthy carbs. What do you mean by that?
So carbs are good, but carbs should be in moderation, and we all have different tolerance to carbs. So we're all on this sort of spectrum, and I haven't really talked about it yet so much in public, but actually my follow-up book to Ketotarian is called The Inflammation Spectrum. It's coming out in October.
Oh, but nice.
It's a deep dive in a concept that I talk about in Ketotarian, but it's the spectrum concept that we're all different. And the specific to this blood sugar spectrum, what we're talking about today, is the fact that some people are more insulin resistant, meaning they don't tolerate carbs so much, even if it's from real food carbs. Mm-hmm. And there's people that are very insulin sensitive, meaning they can handle more carbs and be fine. But in general, if you find yourself having blood sugar problems, if you have those symptoms that we talked about a moment ago, I would say take it easy on these healthier carbs. So things like sweet potatoes and regular potatoes and mm-hmm. lots of fruits and smoothies and natural sugars. Those things are fine, but we have to eat to our tolerance and not have too much, because it's based on your genetics and your biochemistry and mm-hmm. your gut microbiome. A lot of people are doing too much too soon, and they think, it's real food, it's whole foods, but a lot of people have insulin resistance and they're eating out of alignment with their biochemistry.
Well, I know, on your top 10 reasons or blood sugar rules that we should all be following, one of them is try natural medicine. So what about berberine? What do you think about berberine? A lot of doctors, I'm trying to think of the prescription for berberine, like in the medical world. Can't think
metformin,
of it right.
Metformin, maybe?
Is that it?
Yeah, metformin
yeah. And then the natural version is berberine. A lot of people, a lot of expert nutritionists on the show say that it's a wonderful supplement. What do you think about it?
Berberine is definitely a tool that we use for patients that have blood sugar dysglycemia or blood sugar fluctuations. It increases insulin sensitivity. It's a great tool to use. And adaptogens can also be balancing as well, like the adaptogenic mushroom reishi can also have this sort of balancing, blood sugar balancing effect for people as well. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, berberine is also an antimicrobial. So people that have like dysbiosis in their gut microbiome, like different bacterial overgrowth or yeast overgrowth, berberine can also help balance that out. And when you look at the studies between like the gut microflora and the microbiome and blood sugar regulation, that's kind of interesting too as far as the pathways are concerned.
Yeah.
Because you wonder how much of it, of berberine's effectiveness on blood sugar is due to its impact on the gut microbiome.
I'm reading here about eat less often, and we talk a lot about intermittent fasting. That's one of your rules, eat less often. So I went about 12 hours without eating, and then this morning, Dr. Cole, I actually had a thing prepared by Nature's Plate, one of our sponsors. It was oatmeal and chia seeds and almonds and cashews and wild blueberries and vanilla and a little bit of maple syrup, and it was to die for. It was so good. But I'm a big fan of oatmeal. What do you think about oatmeal? I know we touched on carbs a little bit, but I wanted to specifically ask you about oatmeal.
Sure. So I think oatmeal can be great. I mean, I actually like oatmeal too. I like the steel cut gluten free oats. Mm. I don't have a problem with it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I would advocate people to do, is to find out what their body loves and hates. And I think that what I advocate for in Ketotarian is to become a fat burner. And then at that point, what have you done? You've gained and given your body metabolic flexibility. So I like to have, I eat more of a cyclical Ketotarian approach where I will do intermittent fasting like you do.
Mm-hmm.
I think you and I eat pretty much the same.
Yeah, I think we do. Almost exactly,
But we have metabolic flexibility, and when we want to have a little bit of real food carbs like a clean oatmeal like you had today, you can have it, but then you can go back to fasting effortlessly after that. That's what metabolic flexibility, that's what having, sort of giving your body that grace and lightness that so many people are stuck, they're not able to tap into, that we can tap into. If your body's always in sugar-burning mode, that's not good. We need balance in our body, and this is why the tools that we're talking about in the show today will allow people to get that balance. So there's a time to have those real food carbs, and then there's a time not to.
Yeah.
And that's really the message I'm trying to educate people on.
Well, and I love your book again. We've got Dr. Will Cole on the line with us. He is the author of the book Ketotarian. He is a leading functional medicine expert, and he was named one of the top 50 functional medicine and integrative doctors in the nation. His book, as I said, is Ketotarian. It's an excellent book. We're going through 10 blood sugar rules that we should all be following. Okay. So number 7 is support your big health picture. What do you mean by that?
I would say overall, just be mindful of why you're doing what you're doing, and realizing also that blood sugar doesn't happen in a vacuum. It doesn't happen in isolation. Our body's brilliantly interconnected. And another word for functional medicine is systems medicine. And we're looking at all the different systems of the body and how they're wonderfully and brilliantly orchestrated to be interconnected amongst themselves. That influence. So we just talked about the mechanism between berberine and potentially the microbiome's influence on blood sugar. More and more studies are coming out of how things like your gut health impacts your brain health or your hormone health or your immune system. And you can look at brain's influence on the hormone system between the brain and the cortisol system, the brain and the thyroid, the brain and the blood sugar system. All of these things, when you see blood sugar out of balance, or someone's having these blood sugar roller coaster symptoms, my mind, from a functional medicine standpoint, goes to, yes, we have to look at insulin resistance, which is certainly a major driver of a lot of people's blood sugar problems, but what's going on in the gut? What's going on with their cortisol levels, which influences blood sugar? What's going on with their thyroid hormone, which influences blood sugar? So we have to look at all the different pieces to the puzzle that made that blood sugar out of balance in the first place. So do some, clinical, Sherlock Holmes for your health work.
Mm-hmm.
Work with a functional medicine doctor. Work with another qualified physician that knows about integrative medicine, and they can kind of dig deep into these pieces to the puzzle.
Well, yeah, and I say buy a copy of Ketotarian. That's a great place to start. This book is very comprehensive and thorough, and it's actually so beautifully done. I love just the way you set it up and everything, and it's not overwhelming. It's really not overwhelming. It gives you just enough information, great information to get you started, and it's mostly plant-based, which is very popular right now for a lot of reasons. You know, I was at a symposium a couple of weeks ago talking about nutrition, and one of the things that they did not bring up is what you do bring up, and number 8, move it or lose it. It is so important to move your body every day, and I question, you know, why more Americans don't understand the real importance of moving your body and exercise.
It's so important, and I think it's oftentimes so overlooked because maybe even in the wellness space, we think about food, which food is so foundational to wellness, but I see many times that it depends on the person, obviously, but sometimes the people have the food down just right, and they're eating all the right foods, but they're not seeing their health move in the right direction or the direction that they want in the big enough way, and what's keeping them back is a lack of movement. So definitely encourage everyone who doesn't have a regular routine, if they're not moving on a regular basis, an almost daily basis for most people, they need to consider that and get out into nature, go hikes, make sure you're sweating and moving. Most Americans can benefit from that. And that's something that definitely can help your blood sugar.
Yeah, and the last but not least, this is very important too. A lot of people, well, we think about it more now than we ever have, I think, in this country, but stress less is number 10. What do you want people to know about that?
Wow, such an important point is that, you know, you can have the food down, you can have the movement down, but if you're serving your body a big slice of stress every day, that's going to be counteracting all the great moves and the great food that you're focusing on.
Exactly.
So I definitely would say cultivate acts of calmness and stillness into your life. And that's not being like, you know, a hashtag Instagram, like fluffy sound bites. It's actually really doing the work of building that mindfulness muscle, whatever that is for you. Maybe that's having, like, downloading a mindfulness app and, like, learning how to be mindful of your breath, or getting out in nature and, like, getting rid of all electronics. Or for some people, physical activity is an act of mindfulness. They get into that zone and that flow state when they're in movement. So maybe try things like yoga or tai chi, or things that sort of activate that parasympathetic rest and digest system, because that lowers cortisol, that lowers inflammation, and that's going to balance blood sugar.
Yeah. There was a great article written in this month's Paleo Magazine by Mark Sisson, the founder of the kind of the primal movement. And it was very good. It was very good. I was going to try to pull it up, but I couldn't grab it fast enough. But there's lots of ways that you can change your life. And so any other advice you want to give our listeners?
Now, I would just say overall, I think if something's not working for you, if someone that's listening there right now and says, like, I don't have the energy that I want, or I don't have the weight that I want, and I feel like this blood sugar thing is, they're talking to me. I feel like my blood sugar is out of range. I would say you have to do something different to see something different.
Absolutely.
And maybe this is your, like, this, you hearing this conversation right now was not on accident. And just get up and start taking actions on their health.
Well, you know, Dr. Cole, Von Eaglin wanted to ask you a question.
Well, actually, it's not a question. It's more of a testimony, because I believe in what you're doing, because I've actually experienced personal results with this, because I went to a functional medicine doctor, and it was right when I started my PhD program. I gained like 35 pounds in the first year. I was taking all these stimulants. I really shot my adrenal glands. I had like everything from low libido, chronic sinus, chronic allergy issues, brain fog, like chronic fatigue. I had a leaky gut. I had all these different things that going on with me, and I finally started to address a lot of these things with diet and all that stuff.
Well, you're the
up.
One that told me about Sun Warrior.
Yeah,
a long time ago. They've been a sponsor for years. A Sun Warrior, you know, a plant-based protein. They're one of the leaders, and a fine products, great company. And so, it is so important. Go on, Von.
So I found out just recently, and this was probably in the last 6 months. And I think I'm a pretty good in shape guy. You know, I mean,
are
I work
you kidding
out,
me?
Yeah, I work out.
Okay, Dr. Cole, like he looks like he could kill you.
So, well, you know, well, most people look at me, they say, hey, you know, you're in good shape.
Yeah, he's in good shape.
But I found out I was pre-diabetic. I had no idea.
What?
I found out I was pre-diabetic because I did some blood tests, and I found out I was low on vitamin D. My cholesterol was too low. Part of my body was converting testosterone over to estrogen.
I remember you saying
and
this.
And then I think it's called reverse T3 or RT3. Like, that's my thyroid. Like, those numbers were going up. And I had no idea because it was all because of the stress, because of my diet. There were certain things that I was doing that I thought were healthy for me, but they actually weren't healthy.
Well, you got to cut those potato chips out at night. I have to do that too.
I am a chipaholic.
But what do you say, Doctor? What do you say, Dr. Cole?
Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic. I'm so happy for him. And like the fact that you like worked with a functional medicine doctor to get these simple tests done. I mean, but their doctors aren't running them because they're just running the basic test to see what medications they can give you. But these are like very simple tests, low-cost tests in most cases. There are people can find out what are the missing pieces to their health puzzle. And looking at reverse T3 and looking at your blood sugar levels, I mean, that's so important because when you knew, hey, I have prediabetes, and you're right, 50% of people who have prediabetes or diabetes have normal to low BMI.
Wow.
So you don't have to be like the classic whatever people think of the stereotypical type 2 diabetic. It's estimated that about 50% of the United States has prediabetes, is insulin resistant or full-blown diabetes.
Wow.
So we have a blood sugar problem in our country, and I'm glad that you brought that up, is that it's not just the person that's struggling with weight loss resistance or obesity that is insulin resistant. So get that blood sugar tested, get your insulin tested, get your A1C tested, get your triglycerides tested. If these things are out of range, even just slightly out of range, this is like Paul Revere saying, like, diabetes is coming, diabetes is coming. We have to do something now before it gets that bad.
Yeah, and stay away from fast food, right? For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Well, it's always great. Dr. Will Cole, thank you so much, everyone. You can get a copy of his book. I got mine, I think, at Amazon.com, Ketotarian by Dr. Will Cole. And thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, likewise. Anytime. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Everyone, stay tuned. We've got more coming up with Von Eaglin. We're going to be talking about men and friendships. Oh, boy. Stay tuned, everyone. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, Ketogenic Metabolic Nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, and Von Eaglin. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. Von Eaglin is the one that told me about Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. You can also get it at Amazon.com or go to their website, sunwarrior.com, and use the code OLR for 20% off your orders. And of course, Crazy Water, call us crazy. We don't mind. We love Crazy Water because of all the minerals in it that make you feel so good inside and out. And of course, Paleo Magazine, I mentioned them earlier. Great recipes, products, and articles on all around wellness. There's some really good ones in this most recent issue that I got in the mail. I got it last night. I was going to say this morning, but the mail doesn't come in the morning. I just forgot to get it. I forget to get it a lot.
Well, you got it when you got it.
When I got it. And of course, I mentioned Nature's Plate earlier, plant-based meals to go. They go by the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen. That's what I had for breakfast. Check them out at naturesplate.com. And of course, Thorn Research. You can find our dispensary at oneliferadio.com/thorn. Shop our dispensary for 20% off and free shipping of your first order. And I might add, you said you were low in vitamin D, Vaughn. You need to get it from Thorn on our website because you get 20% off and it is the most excellent form of it. And it has the K, vitamin K in it as well.
Really?
So you get the best absorption. And the two, I'm not a scientist, but you got to have them both together. You really
okay.
do.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that
out. For the most punch. For the much
bang
for your buck. Yeah. So check them out. And of course, the Wellbeing Journal, heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Okay, let's talk about this. So, men and friendships. Vaughn Eaglen is a regular on the show, and he is a licensed professional counselor supervisor and works with two group practices here in the Dallas area. He is a certified couple relationship trainer and sees a wide range of clients addressing men's issues, anger management, abuse, and addiction, just to name a few. He is also a doctoral candidate at the University of North Texas in the Counseling and Higher Education Department, and his PhD research focuses on couple relationships dialogue. You can find him at PrestonPlaceCounseling.com or follow him on Instagram at Vaughn Talks. And now we can add to your bio that you are going to be an adjunct professor at Southern Methodist University here in Dallas. How prestigious is that?
That's pretty cool. So I'm excited to be teaching child psychopathology this upcoming semester.
Wow. Wow. So, I'd like to sit in the back of the classroom and just, I don't know,
video
and listen in. Yeah.
We'll video it for you sometime.
Sounds really interesting.
It is very interesting. And today we're talking about something very interesting, men and friendship. So how does friendship work with men?
Well,
and are we talking about men with men or men and women? What are we focusing on here today?
We're talking about men with men.
Men with men.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a little bit different. So men usually have a little bit more difficulty establishing like really solid male relationships and friendships or companionship because, you know, we're just not socialized into doing that even at a young age. So whenever we approach friendships, we typically approach it differently than women approach friendships, because when guys approach friendships, we typically are engaged in something, some kind of activity whenever we're trying to connect with another male.
So, you know what I like about guy friendships?
Talk to me.
And I try to do this myself.
Mm-hmm.
I really try to not gossip. I mean, we all do it to some degree, but I really believe that it's very wrong. Guys don't gossip.
Well,
sometimes.
I don't know.
I take that back. Hold on. There are a few that I know that gossip, but in general.
I get what you're saying.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, if they want to tell you something, they're like, hey, dude, you suck. You know, they don't go, oh my God, she made me so mad.
Or they bond over that, you know?
Yeah, we gossip, but we gossip about things a little bit differently. So, I give you an example. So, whenever guys we talk, and I've said this before, that when let's say you're meeting a new guy, and you're asking your girl about him, and the girl's probably going to say, hey, what does he do? So, guys, we're going to say, hey, what does she look like? So, we're probably going to be talking about, hey, what does that young lady look like? To be honest, does she have big boobs? What does her butt look like?
Does she have big boobs?
I mean, what is her hair like? You know, do I like her toenails?
Does she have a big butt?
Yeah, so we're going to be attracted to the curves of the woman, to be honest with you. So we're going to talk about stuff.
Men don't really care what a woman does as long as she's got big boobs and she looks good, right?
Well, see, I don't want to overgeneralize, you know, and then not all men are straight, too. So, you know, I mean, we have to be sensitive to that too. But again,
that's another topic. So bad.
We're gonna gossip about things a little bit differently. But you know, we have certain, because what happens with guys is that we kind of posture ourselves based on the guy sitting across from us. And as that guy postures himself, we reposture ourselves. So it's kind of like these two peacocks playing this dance where we kind of dance around each other. So for instance, I'm probably gonna try to avoid saying anything that's effeminate or looks like homosexual, especially if I'm insecure with myself.
Yeah.
So you know, we gossip, but we're going to talk about something differently. Like a guy, he'll probably go have sex with a girl and then come tell his friends about it because it's a notch on his belt. Hey, man, she was like this in the bedroom. And it'll be something that he's bragging about. So we may be gossiping, but it's going to look a little bit differently. And whenever guys are connecting, a lot of times we're connecting through activity. So we're going to be playing a game. We're going to have some exercise. We're going to be, you know, maybe some competition. It may be playing video games. It may be a lot of different things. In fact, a lot of times, some psychologists say that men, we have have friendships that are more shoulder to shoulder, whereas women have friendships that are more face to face.
They're boob to boob.
Boob to boob. So I'm okay with that.
Butt to butt.
Butt to butt.
I'm sure boob you are.
So, I mean, but yeah, women are just more, I mean, you guys are okay with having more intimate friendships because guys, we have difficulty with vulnerability.
Well, I love we're talking about this. We have to go to break though because we went a little long on the first segment. So we've got to check the weather. All right, everyone, stay tuned. We'll be right back. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. To get back to this. Oh my gosh, everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond, Aviana, and Von Eaglin. If you're just now joining us, Von Eaglin is a licensed professional counselor supervisor and works with two group practices in the Dallas area. You can find him at PrestonPlaceCounseling.com or follow him on Instagram at Von Talks. We're talking about men and friendships. Okay, so where do we want to go? Then we were talking,
I think we have a caller on the line.
Oh, really?
Okay. I think that's what Diamond said.
We do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hi, this is Bernadette. Welcome to One Life Radio. Who do we have?
Hi, everyone calls me Ron.
Ron, okay. What's your question?
Well, I recently got a divorce, and I have this group of friends that we've been friends since college, and we hang out all the time. And over the years, you know, it's been less and less, and some of them I hang out more than others. But I, recently in my divorce, I've had so much time on my hands, and I feel like I don't know when asking their help is too much or trying to get them away from their wives becomes selfish with me. You know what I'm saying?
That happens.
The single life.
Yeah.
So your question is, are you pursuing the relationship too much or are you taking it away from their relationships? Is that your question? I'm trying to understand.
Yeah. And what is that line, I guess, you know, when is it, you know, what is a healthy way to balance my needs as far as my friend group and their relationship?
Well, let me kind of address one thing first. So if you're going through a divorce, you're probably going to be going through a grieving process. So you're going to be, I don't know what kind of divorce it is, but most people will grieve the loss of that relationship. And you're going to be going through that whole process, you know, the anger, the depression, the bargaining, the what ifs, the denial, the shock, all that kind of stuff like that. Now, if it's a divorce that's been going on for a long period of time, or if it was something sudden, like, you know, you found her cheating on you or you cheated and she left the relationship. So you have to be conscious of the process you're going through first. Now, everybody's in a different life stage. You know, mm-hmm. I have some friends who are single. They don't mind hanging out. But if they have a relationship, I would say that it's probably going to be difficult for most guys, but have an open and honest talk with your friends. Hey, do you have time to hang out? Let them determine what their boundaries are in terms of hanging out with you. And so I think that would be my best piece of advice.
That's good advice.
And so let them determine what's best for their relationship. Now, if you're doing something you see that is detrimental to their relationship, like, you know what, hey, you're hanging out with me, having a drink at the bar, whereas you should be at home with your kids and your wife is complaining about that, like, you may want to be conscious of that and conscious of their own situation, because some guys aren't. They can be emotionally dismissive to the needs of their wife or the woman they're with. So you want to be conscious of that at the same time. But be open and honest about where you're at. Hey, I'm going through a grieving process. Hey, I might be hanging out with you. I might be asking you to hang out with me a little bit more. But just know that that's where I'm at right now in my life. And this is going to pass at some point. But, yeah. You know, so I think that would be my advice to you.
Yeah. And, Ron, we really appreciate you calling. Do you have another question?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I kind of answered it. Yeah, well, you know, and it's always just ebbed and flowed because they've been in different relationships. And also, once their kids got older, they're more able to hang out and stuff. And right. So, you know, honestly, I feel like I'm kind of blowing up the group message, like, you know, hey, bros, let's get to the lake or whatever, you know.
Right. Now, that's beyond yeah. that's really I appreciate your candor, because the thing about it is that guys, we tend to deal with issues in isolation. So even the fact that you're reaching out is a good sign. And it says that you probably have a pretty good relationship with these guys. And so reach out. go ahead and try to connect with them, and don't deal with your issues in isolation. But again, let them determine what's the boundary for. And again, you're probably going to be, you know, wanting to hang out even more because you're going through this grieving process.
Yeah. Well, and I really appreciate you listening and calling in, Ron, and I hope we helped. You're welcome to stay on the line with us. So Vaughn, how are male friendships different than female friendships?
Well, one thing is that, again, I said this before, that before break, that we stand shoulder to shoulder, whereas women stand face to face or
boob to boob.
Butt to butt. But guys, we look at friendships a little bit differently. Women usually are going to be talking a lot more. But for instance, I have some guys who I've been friends with. I haven't talked to them in over a year, but I still feel as close to them as I've ever felt before, because we just know we have that kind of relationship. And anytime we go talk, it's going to go back to the same relationship that we had before. So with guys, we have to be really, really intentional with building friendships, because we will let friendships die on the vine in a lot of ways, because we deal with issues in isolation and we don't actually seek it out, you know, because we're supposed to be self-reliant, self-resilient. We don't always want to talk about our vulnerabilities, talk about things that are bothering us. And so we have to be really intentional about seeking out friendships.
Well, and men have been seeking isolation since the beginning of time when they're working through things, correct?
Yeah. So
it's like a natural male thing.
Yeah. Well, again, because I don't say we do things in isolation because we're socializing and being able to hang out, but the depth and the authenticity within the relationship is a little bit different. So we're going to talk about stuff, but we may not talk about things that are really deep, things that are really bothering me, things that I'm hurt about, things I'm sad about, things I'm confused about, things I feel powerless about, things that I feel disappointed about, things I feel betrayed about. So we're not going to talk about some of those things. But a lot of times, if you get into an activity, then let's say we go work out, then after the workout, then we can get inside some of those deep conversations. But the activity is the prerequisite sometimes to us having that deep discussion, because we've done something together to bond and to feel close to each other.
Very interesting. I never really, you know, thought about it a lot because I'm not a dude, but you know, but great. I love the conversation that we had today. And Ron, thank you so much for calling. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. We're going to got to go here, but I hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks again, as I said, for listening. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.